going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We got our man Aben for Carl. He's got the vacay this week. We got some rookie audio. We got some shenanigans. And we start every hour with a big hearty,
hey man.
And hey, man, we finally got a timeline on Ronald Acuna. Real quick, tell the listeners.
Well, an update. Not quite a timeline, but he is going to begin rehab tomorrow at Northport, according to Dave O'Brien, among others. Specified he is going to start in the outfield. They'll see how he feels after a couple of games and then potentially bump him up to a higher level of minor league
action. I want a timetable.
Well,
Zach Klein, there's still no timetable for his return to the Braves of Channel 2.
Should we ask Grant my first question? Grant, what's the timetable?
Yes, we've been asking literally Grant every day. What's up with Acuna? Hey, man, they lose 2 out of 3. The Pirates, we'll talk to Grant about that. I say let's get Drake Baldwin in the lineup in the outfield. Call me crazy. Hey, they put Yogi Berra in the outfield. It can work. Come on. Look at that batter. There's the one guy that can hit. We'll talk about it with Grant. Abe just rolled his eyes. Don't you roll your eyes at me.
You want a Ozuna in the outfield and a Baldwin DH?
No. Nobody wants to see that. I just want to see these guys who can't hit. Hey, man, let's go through all the audio cuts. For those of you who scored at home, we'll start with Coach Raheem Morris. And, Dominic, let's hear him talking about the rookies. Raheem says the rookies are going to play. I would think they would on defense.
I think we got some guys in here. Like, we got, you know, make no mistake about it, we're going to have some real intentionality of playing our rookies this season and getting those guys in the grass and giving them an opportunity to play a significant amount of football for us, and we really look forward to that.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to see our man, Jalen Walker. We got some more audio of James Pierce, a little more animated than his introductory interview you heard with Dukes and Bell. And that's not a knock. We're trying to pull it out of him, but he seems like he's getting into his comfort zone with the Falcons.
Probably a long day, a long couple of hours there, you know, between getting drafted and travel and then coming into Flowery Branch on that Friday. So, a couple of holes that you had on defense, and you drafted to fill those holes. So, yeah, rookies are going to be playing this year.
We played some of the audio earlier in the show from Jalen Walker. He said he's honored to wear that Julio number of 11. He's also excited about starting as a pure edge rusher. And then listen to this. Here's Jalen talking more about his role.
Good with me, and I'm excited to embrace that role of just being on the edge for this upcoming season. And of course, there could be room to improve and expand roles like that. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it just goes back to the idea that with the addition of Floyd, with the addition of Pierce, and then also certainly Walker, that all of the sudden guys can have roles, like specific roles, and not just asked to be doing everything on every single down. And if it is kind of forcing him into a role to start his career and he can get real good at that role, I think that's what we're looking for.
Hey, man, don't push Jalen because he's close to the edge. What? Sorry. Too much? Here's more from Jalen, and it was pretty cool because Raheem said that he's got the stuff to be like a future captain in the NFL. I think that's self-explanatory when you talk to Jalen, but it was still pretty cool to hear from his coach.
I take that with honor and pride. You know, that's what I always pride myself on, of being that leader, being that captain for the ball club I'm playing a part of. And me being here is just going to encourage the rest of the team and encourage myself to just be better and keep leading the team the way it should be.
I'm going to be honest, Mike. I found that initial cut from Raheem about him being like a potential future leader a little bit weird. And I know he obviously didn't mean anything by it, but it almost is like, we don't have a lot of guys on this roster right now that I trust to step up. And maybe that's the truth.
Well, Grady's gone. The leader we have is Jesse. Jesse Bates would be that leader on defense.
Agreed.
But you still need a leader for the front seven.
It just struck me as a little bit weird to immediately put this kind of on him a little bit. And also, by accident, maybe say, I don't know how many of these guys I trust to do that.
Well, I wouldn't read that much into it, but I will take a phrase from a few good men. Who's going to do it? You, Onyemata? You, Taquan Graham? You, Ebba Cady? Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
We'd have a whole room of meh. You know, it's time for some nut cutting, as Carl would say. It's time to get down to business. Thumping some skulls, man. And I need a guy. Jalen Walker steps in there, and I'm just telling you, he is so impressive in person. But we all knew that coming from UGA.
Yeah.
He's definitely got the juice. Speaking of juice, a little more juice from James Pierce, who, by the way, signed his deal. Everybody from the rookie class is signed, sealed, and now delivered. Here's James talking about looking to do what Carl always wants, the strip sack.
Yeah, I always think strip sack is the best play in football. I feel like you fill up a lot of stats, strip sack, especially if you pick up the fumble, scoop, and score. You know what I'm saying? You made a lot of stats. So, yeah, James, I like, that's the best play in football.
I'm glad he
strip
clarified.
Sack. Right.
I'm glad he clarified.
Picked it up.
That's right. Get the ball on the ground.
Please, you're stepping on Carl, stepping on
you. I didn't know how many there were going to be.
Hit it again, please.
Strip sack. Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Picked it up.
Right.
Scored.
This is one of Carl's mantras. See,
I couldn't tell if he was playing three separate cuts or one long cut. It sounds like it's one long cut.
But that's what Carl, we've been joking around about. But guys, if you're a Falcon fan, like we're Falcon fans, it's just we've been missing that playmaker. We don't get the quarterback on the ground. Edge rush has been, it's like it's been franchise history long, the ineptitude, save for five or six moments in time.
And outside of just sacks, turnover numbers on their own have been an issue. And you go through the, I mean, you, Mike, you know this. You go to the games, you're sitting at what does, when a turnover, there's a momentum thing, there's a crowd thing, but specifically, you win the turnover battle. More often than not, you're going to win that game, and it has been a real issue, the turnovers for Atlanta.
And we want to see James Pierce in action, and one of the things, you know, working on his technique, there's always things to work on. He talked about that with us the day after the draft. Here's James talking more about getting off.
As long as you're playing football, come and play my position, I don't think you should ever stop working on your get-off. So, like, hands and get-off, you always want to get better. You always feel like you can get better out there somewhere.
Yeah, it just goes back to some of the discussions pre-draft and why the Falcons felt so comfortable taking him. It sounds like any of the off-field concerns and the love of the game. Like, you don't hear a comment about continuing to improve and what I can still work on from a guy that's not in love with the sport.
A guy just hit us up. AJ says, it's feeling like real 2016. I say it all the time. With this class of rookies in this division, we get back to the big one. No one would have expected in 16. Now, the addition of Alex Mack was huge to shore up the line. Our offensive line is good. You're going to hear Dwayne Ledford, by the way, talking about the blind side. He said it's not a problem. That's coming up in just a sec. I want to hear from Xavier Watts, because I agree. If these guys hit the ground running, and look, Caden Ellis is a nice piece. Ebba Cady is solid. We know we talked about that maybe need a little more help in the defensive tackle area, but they seem to be okay with the depth chart. The defense, Abe, same thing in 16. That's why I like the texture's point on Twitter. Is we scored about, you know, four touchdowns plus under Shanahan. You feel we can do the same thing potentially in Zach Robinson's second year. And then makes things easier for these young guys to get after it, man. Put the, you know, pin their ears back, kill the quarterback.
Yeah, look, there was a little bit of bend but don't break back in 16 as well. There was also, like we said, luck with the turnovers. What do you do with Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts? These are two of the top three guys over the past couple of years in college in creating and forcing turnovers. I think it's all heading towards one point, and that is the defense, whether it's by sack, whether it's by pass defense, whether it's by turnovers, is and needs to take a significant jump. And when that happens, Mike, the team is going to be a lot different.
Here's Xavier Watts. We had that conversation with him last week and on Thursday's show. And again, another guy that's just super impressive, this rookie class. You kind of hear a theme, a lot of leadership, you know, that kind of X factor. And it's kind of cool because he told us he modeled his game after Jesse Bates, and then Jesse reaches out to him.
talk to me, DM me, message me as soon as I got drafted. You know, I can't wait to get to work with you. Him and AJ Terrell, they don't know. They all got to me, reached out to me. So I'm really excited to learn from Jesse. I think he will be a great resource. I mean, I heard he's a really good dude. It's crazy. I mean, all my interviews, they ask me who I'm out of my game after, and I said Jesse Bates. So it's crazy that I've ended up teammates with him. So I'm just really excited to learn from him, and I think it'll be good.
Yeah, definitely no one better to learn from. But and you guys spoke with Jack Nelson, and maybe he doesn't apply here. Doesn't it feel like the draft picks for Atlanta were guys that maybe they didn't expect to be there at that time? Jalen Walker probably didn't expect to be there at 15. They had to jump back in. They probably didn't expect Pierce to fall all the way. I know they've talked about Billy Bowman was considered for the third round, and they had to fight and get him in the fourth. And Xavier Watts is another guy, probably had a higher grade on him. So, I don't know, it makes you feel pretty good that these are guys that they had graded one way, and the value for those selections are there.
There's a cool video on Bro Talk. A couple of guys, if you follow this dude, I'm going to retweet it. It's from the trip that the couple of pros, including Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, took with Micah Parsons to the Middle East. I believe they were in the Emirates. One of the things they like to do is go falconing. And so basically, he's got a falcon on his hand, and Micah Parsons basically, you see this day-to-day, he's talking jive, like, oh, look at the falcon being all, like, you know, good enough and being obedient. And Bijan's like, what was the score last year?
Dallas has their own things to try to figure out.
Yeah, please.
Leave us alone.
Keep your own house in order, Michael. Humble yourself. Speaking of this offense and putting some points on the board, Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach for the Falcons, talking about the blind side. Now, Carl and I have spent a lot of time on this. Abe is not as concerned about Caleb McGarry, and neither is Ledford about him protecting Michael Penix Jr.
No, there's not. It's a little bit different. Like, you know, if there was a lot of stuff underneath center that you used to see, I think that you would have those conversations. But now with everything kind of being in the gun or pistol for us, like, you kind of – it's a little bit different now. There hasn't been any conversations like that with either the tackles or anything like that with it.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying Caleb McGarry is the perfect blindside right tackle, but I'm not as hard on him as a lot of other people have been. And ideally, this offense can move at a quicker pace and get the ball out, and it's not going to be an issue. But I don't know. I'm just not as concerned as everyone else.
Here's more from Dwayne Ledford, who's watching this O-line. Now, we have talked a lot about the center position. Were they going to go shopping for a center? Were they going to draft a center? We talked about Taylor from Wisconsin in the seventh round. They do have good depth. This organization's done a pretty good job of shoring up the O-line. Neusel, now, no one really went after Neusel with a big money contract, so He's here. They basically, you know, had a sort of like a tender, basically. You can match anything that anyone throws at him. Dwayne Ledford is cool with Neusel taking over for Dahlman. Take a listen.
You know, I think Neusel's got a lot of strength. He's a very good, like, he may be one of the best athletes on the team. Like, he can play pickleball, he can golf. Like, if there's a sport out there, like, he's good at it. And so he's a really good athlete, first and foremost, but he's just got a lot of power. He's a very explosive guy, just has a lot of power. And at the center position, if you got that quick
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That he shows and that you need there, along with the power there in the middle, it's a good combination to have, and he has shown that. And the sample size that we got to see with him last year with the starts, you know, he got to start a long period there. We felt really good and comfortable with Neusel, and I'm excited to see him now, you know, just taking full control now.
offensive line coaches have like an archetype, and he is one of them. He's just got that. It almost sounds like Sam Pittman, doesn't it, Day-Day? You know, they got that, you know, kind of like, he's like a pickup truck in low four. I like his power. His power-to-weight ratio is strong.
Those are the type of coaches you like, though. They got that kind of twang on them.
Right.
They kind of have that. It makes you feel like they know exactly what they're talking
about. Anybody who played high school football, whether you were good or bad, you could just see this coach wearing those bike shorts. I mean, like, not bicycle shorts, but like those double-knit, you know, up around his nipples, you know, sitting there with a big dip going, you know, and like, hey, kid, all right, we're going to do some up and downs now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.